Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Mary Hollis, and director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. I know that most of you listen to the president's debate tonight, and we must pray. When two candidates is trying to get the most popularity contest tonight, we must pray. And just like Marvin Sapp said, that he that God helped him, and he made it. And that's what we need to put our trust in, not man, not getting popularity contest. We need to have faith in God and put all our faith in him. that he will get us through these different difficult times. Not man, but our God. And we must trust him because we can make it with God, not with man. This is your host, Mary Hollis. Tonight's word today and tonight is understanding, wisdom, understanding and wisdom. I hope that you can hear me clearly because I am calling from a different location tonight. I've been blessed by a beautiful grandson, Josiah Mikhail Moore. He was born last Thursday, October 11th, 2012, at 6:22, and he was born 7 pounds, 1 ounce, 19 and a half inches long. And I must say it was a blessing. Before, when everyone would ask me, how did I feel in being a grandmother? Well, I didn't know how to feel at a particular time. But tonight I can really answer that question. It is a beautiful feeling to have that little bundle of joy in my arms. And he and my daughter is doing, they're doing fine. And that's a blessing to know how God, how nature works, to see and be there with my daughter and recapturing the memory of when I had my two children. That was a beautiful occasion. And just thinking how wonderful our God, how he put together, how the baby is in a mother's womb for 9 months and how contractions help the baby to get in position to come into this world. Well, my grandson, when he was on his way out, he decided to make a little bit of altar in this trip. When he got to the very end, he decided he didn't want to come out. I don't know if he went to sleep, but he thought about coming to this crazy world. Presidents trying to get popularity contests. People are doing so many different things to each other, killing each other, hurting each other. There are lots of problems with diseases. Just so many things are going on. I don't blame him to stop there, to stop in his track. He was almost to the very end and just stopped and got quiet. Didn't do a thing, but just stopped and got quiet. No contraction, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? If I was him and I had to make a choice, I probably didn't want to come out in this world either. So we must pray. And that's what God put on my mind tonight. It's not all about me talking on the show. It's all about us getting on our knees and praying. Praying for the president candidates and our president. Praying for others and how crazy and wicked and this world is. We must pray. God wants us to stop right now and just pray. Pray about these different things that are going on. Because we need to pray more than we have ever needed to pray before. We need to really stay on our knees. And just like in Philippians, cease from, praying without ceasing. That's what it is. So that's what we need to do. Get on our knees and just pray. But I am going to talk about understanding and wisdom. Because that was a message that he also gave me. But it's just that after that debate, all I could think about was praying. Ah, we must pray. Because just looking at those two candidates, I know I believe in President Obama. But even tonight, we must pray. We must pray for him and his family. But also pray for Governor Romney. That he will take this candidate, this president serious, and to think about people and not himself. It was like a show. It's all about him. But we must really begin to pray. Well, tonight, just like I say, the message is about understanding and wisdom. God is the source of our wisdom and understanding. at times we may feel unable to fully understand or cope with situations, a dilemma in our lives. We may be forgotten that God, the source of all wisdom and understanding, is constantly available to us. We need not rely on our own human understanding alone. Solution appears as we turn within to God's wisdom, just like our theme was for our anniversary. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. That's coming from Proverbs 3:5. Yes, we do not understand how things are going. That's why we must pray and give our trust in God and don't think about how it's going to turn out. Just trust Him. Our mind is one with God, mind, and divine intelligence. Activates all of our thoughts, processes. When we are faced with a perplexed situation, we should not erect barriers by thinking it is too difficult for Him to solve. Instead, we must open to divine guidance and feel assured of the right solution. As we become receptive to God's wisdom, idea begins to flow and our mind becomes clear and alert. Whom has put wisdom in the inward part, are given understanding to the mind? That's coming from Job 38:36. Now, we knew that Job had a whole lot of wisdom. When it comes to wisdom, we don't even have to look in the dictionary to ask what wisdom is. Just think about the story of Job. Job definitely had wisdom. And he also had understanding, because in order for him to go through what he went and kept trusting in the Lord, he had to have understanding. Understanding that God will not leave us or forsake us. He will give us strength. And our strength lies in many small things. Your beginning will seem humble. So prosperous will your future be. That's coming from Job 2:8-7. Many people are so excited by important things in life that they fail to notice the apparently unimportant matters that carry the seed of true greatness. Many industry and business ventures originated in a backyard or a simple kitchen. They all started with an idea backed by knowledge and were made possible through hard work and an iron will do to succeed. There are people who hide behind the false belief that everything worthwhile has already been thought of by someone else and that it is there not worth the trouble to start something new. I'm sure you know that sometimes when we begin something, we don't finish it. Nothing could be further from the truth. The world is full of ideas that are waiting to be developed. True Christian is applicable to every facet of life, and it is to be effective. It must be effective in your entire life. Now, and just like this word is saying, being your entire life, it's talking about not a piece of your life, not a half of your life, but your entire life. We must be totally trusting God. We got to trust God fully. Just like I talked about at our anniversary, about trusting Him with all your heart, not piece of your heart, not half of your heart, but all of your heart. True Christianity can never be confined to the inside of the church. All construction ideas have their origin in God, the great creator. those who wait for him in an attitude of excited anticipation, who are sensitive to his guidance, will be open to new ideas. We must always be open to new ideas, and especially the Father, new ideas that he puts within us, new ideas that he, when we meditate and listen for him, the thoughts and things that he puts in our mind, always be ready for new ideas and what he wants you to do, because he will give you ideas and direction and guidance. And also, God grants a self-confidence, because once you become, you ask for understanding and wisdom, he gives you wisdom, give you that wisdom to have that self-confidence that you need in life. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. That's coming from Psalms 118, 8. Many of God's children lack self-confidence. Do you lack self-confidence? They believe in God and his goodness and grace, yet they enter each day with fear. They are convinced that others are better than they are and that others don't think much of them. Have you felt that way before throughout your lifetime? They try to walk along life's path in as an unobtrusively as possible. If you have had a real and living encounter with Christ, you will no longer suffer from an complex, because you will forget about yourself. If you accept him as the Lord of your life and make your mind to serve him and obey him in everything that you do, you will stop thinking about the opinion of others. Think and pray. Yes, we must pray. We must pray to have self-confidence in ourselves and also in God. You develop a more Christ-like view of life when you accept his invitation to abide in him. What others think I say is then of no concern to you. Christ has given you a new perspective, and you face every day with confidence. Walk in confidence. Your only decision is to please him and not man. Just like I say, you cannot trust the president or candidate. You must trust God. Forget about yourself. Live for Christ. And you will see how things will come to pass. You will be given more understanding and wisdom, and also the confidence to believe and walk in Christ. Do that this week. Pray. Pray for understanding and wisdom. We might not ever be as strong as Job, but Job had wisdom, and he had understanding. I had understanding that God would never leave him or forsake him, even though the things that he went through. I've seen things happen and read about things happen in the Bible. But Job's story stands out more than any other story to me. A man who never gave up on his God in spite of his situation. And if we think about our situation is very little. Very little. Even if we don't have to think about Job, but we hear someone else's story, it makes us want to say, why are we going through this? Why are we feeling this way? Why are we giving up? because someone else's situation is always worse than ours. But once again, we must pray. We must believe that whatever you might be going through, you're going to get through this. You're going to be happy again. We're going to get through this in every situation. I must say, I have many testimonies. And sometimes I get weak and weary too as well. But I know who I can go to get that strength, that understanding and wisdom to go on. Only my Heavenly Father, who loves us so dearly, wants us to just reach out and just walk with Him, just asking Him for that understanding of wisdom and that self-confidence to move forward each and every day. Sometimes we have to make baby steps. Just like my grandson, whenever he learns how to walk, he's going to be making baby steps. And God understands that we have to sometimes make baby steps because of the things that we're going through. But if we make those steps, He will help us to make one after another, and He will not let you fall. You might stumble, but He will not let you fall. You must pray. Yes, we must pray. We must pray for understanding and wisdom tonight, and also self-confidence, because we need all three of those things to get through whatever we may be going through. Yes, we must pray. We must pray for others. We must pray for our family, friends, coworkers, neighbors. Yes, we must pray. We must get on our knees and never stop. Never cease from praying. Praying to our Heavenly Father who wants us to be there for Him. He wants to be us there. He wants to be there for us. Let Him be there for you, because He certainly has been there for me and my children. My daughter didn't have her delivery. Started out really just a normal delivery. But at the last few hours, when the baby decided to say, it's not time for me to come out, there were some things that happened. He was in distress. But He put the people, the doctors, and the nurses together to get this baby delivered, this Josiah, to be born and to be brought into the world safely. In the last half an hour, there were about 10 nurses and doctors in the room there for Josiah, trying to help him to breathe better, and helping Alexia to do the things that she needed to do to bring Josiah into this world. It's nothing but our Father God. All I did was pray. And sometimes that's all you can do, is just pray. We must pray. Whatever we may be going through, just pray. Stop thinking about the things that you're going through. And just pray. I thank God for the blessing that He's stored upon me and my children each and every day. Every day is not a simple one. But we must persevere and believe that He will give us that understanding and wisdom that we need. Just keep on pressing and believing. And don't stop praying. I hope that each one of you, whatever you might be going through, some of you might not be going through anything. You might be at this place in your life that God has delivered you from those things that you were going through that was on your mind and kept you weary and down. It's okay, you're having that moment. That season in your life, if you are, reach out to someone else and encourage that person that they can get to that moment again. They can feel that peace and happiness even though my grandbaby was born and he's such a beautiful thing, and even though that he went through a distressed situation when he was born, but he's doing fine. He's doing fine. He's sleeping well. He's eating. But it's so amazing how he already has a personality already. I think he's only 4 days old, and he has a personality. It's so amazing that he finally decided to come out, but he has his own little personality about himself, the things that he does, and he expects us to do for him. That's just like God. Let God take care of us, just like we are taking care of Josiah. That's how God wants to take care of each one of us. So let him. Josiah cannot, he cannot survive. That's a survive in this world without his mother and his father and his grandmother and his friends and family's help. He must be taught how to walk, how to talk, how to do different things. God is the same way. It's like babies. He wants to do the same thing. He wants to be there for us in every way. All the needs that are met for Josiah, God wants to meet these needs for us also. We must pray. Let us go into this week and praying, being on our knees more, but not just praying for things. Why don't we just praise him and thank him for getting us to where he's gotten us at this point in our life? Rewind the button and think about all the things that he has done for you and your family. Well, we only have 90 seconds left for our show. I want to make an announcement that we are having a meeting this coming Saturday. I need to make that meeting to be at least, we're going to begin probably at 9, not quite at 9 o'clock or 9:15. I have to take care of something that is going to probably get me not get back to the house by 9:15. Anyway, we must have the meeting because we want to get together our Christmas charity that we normally do each year, doing something for someone else. We are doing shoebox for Christmas, and we are joining in with a new thing ministry and also the Gloss ministry. The three of us in the next chapter will be doing a combined shoebox ministry where we're going to fill those boxes up with poetry. Get your box ready for Christmas, and we will gather those boxes about the first or second week in December. We'll get more details to you. But be blessed and knowing that God loves you and he wants to give you that understanding and wisdom and confidence that you need to go forth in your life. Be blessed and have a great day. Good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on in. know when praises go up, blessings come down. I dare you learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us. Know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Kneel down before Him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Let me see some hands.